Well, Paul, almost a couple of weeks since the last competitive game, so presumably keen to get back into it.
Yes, very, very keen. This week's training has been a bit intense, if I can put that word on it. And I think guys are chomping at the bit now, really, just to get going again, rather than beating each other up in training.
Is there a feeling that they've got, if you like, to a degree, put right or wrong?
I definitely think so. We spent a lot of time going over the video against Manchester, and we've looked at results that Manchester have since lost against teams that you thought they might have beaten. So really, they certainly had their day against us, and certainly we do have that feeling now of putting things right.
I was going to mention that. A couple of results have gone through. You thought, how could the Wolves lose to Manchester if, that's happened since?
I mean, those things happen. And Manchester have got players who, on their day can be game winners. And on that particular day, they had two guys who just absolutely shot the lights out. Haven't hit anything since, but certainly against us, they played very, very well. And, we've just got to take that on the chin, lick our wounds, and hopefully move forward in a positive way.
Of course, there's always the aspect as well that having had such a good season last season, you're now there to be shot at, really.
No, we certainly are. And we spoke about this at the start of the season. We won two out of the four competitions last year. So, people are not looking at us as Little or Worcester anymore. We're a team now who have won trophies, and they're coming in and they want to knock us off our pedestal. So we have to be prepared for that mentally as well as physically. And we've got all the tools in the team. I think we've got great balance. We just need to put it on the floor for 40 minutes every game.
Surrey United then will come here, presumably very much for the mantra of, right, let's try and silence the crowd early on.
Yes, and they have some solid players. They've brought in Trevor Setti, who played at Plymouth last year, who had a great game here for us when Plymouth beat us. And they've got another chap called Knutson who played at London. So they have some BBL experience in their team this year, and they're certainly not going to be the walkover they were last year. And they've had a couple of good results this season already, and they're going to be a tough team to beat. So, say, mentally, we really have to be ready to get after them. And if and when we do get them down, we've got to make sure we keep them down.
It surprised me last season that they did struggle quite as much, and you would know better than me, having been a former coach at Guildford, of course, but you'd think that they're almost one of the bigger names, really.
Yeah, they were, but they were going sort of under new ownership again, and sort of reinventing themselves a little bit. So I think they kind of played it safe last year with going pretty much nearly all British, a couple of European players, so who came from the Hatfield Academy. So They're more set to being a Division 2 team rather than a BBL team, but they survived the season and they've come through, and this year certainly they've added some quality there, and they're a much more tougher prospect now.